Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Good evening to you. Welcome to the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. So good to have you with us here at KNEL, and we have got some great country music coming your way tonight with all of your requests and dedications on this Thursday edition of our live program. If you're listening to us on Thursday night, we invite you to call us tonight here at KNEL at 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Or you can use our toll-free telephone number if you're outside of the area at 1-800-526-9698. 1-800-526-9698. And of course, if you're listening to us on our rebroadcast on Saturday night, we thank you for being here, but of course we don't take requests on Saturday night because we do the rebroadcast for the show from the previous Thursday night. Got some great traditional country music, a few Christmas songs for you tonight too.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who
wouldn't go. Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with old Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that can open and shut its eyes.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. The stocking of little Bill. Oh, just see what a glorious fill. Here's a hammer and lots of tacks, a whistling ball and a whip that cracks.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Housetop reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Ho, ho, ho,
who wouldn't go? Go up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Hi, this is Ray Pillow with the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
San Antonio. If I could get my carriage up, I'd call you. Oh Lord, if I could only come back home. But there's too many bridges burning, too many lies, too last night. I'm sitting here, my hands around a bottle, wishing it was you I'm holding tight. But there's too many bridges burning, too many lies, too
we I'd like to hear Finley's song of Bright Lights in Brady, Texas.
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I was 16 and hungry for action, other than plowing and bringing in hay. Excitement was rare out there in the county, but the city of Brady was just a daydream away. Now Brady was huge, there were hundreds of people. They had a cafe and a picture show, they had it all. And a radio station, they played hillbilly music. And the Brady Hotel stood three stories tall. And the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me. That maize patch was hotter than a tin roof in August. The combine was just about all I could stand. What kept me going was knowing that someday, when the harvest was over, I'd see them again. In the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me.
Written by McCullough County's very own Mr. Kent Finley and recorded, of course, by Walt Wilkins, and one called The Bright Lights of Brady, Texas. I am so excited to be here with you tonight on the Hits Radio Show, and so excited to have some great requests and dedications coming in tonight here at KNEL already, and we appreciate that very, very much. And also, we thank you for being tuned in with us tonight, whether you're listening to us live on Thursday or our rebroadcast on Saturday. It's good to have you here. Had a request. Henry wanted me to play this about the great old Merle Haggard.
Lady, I know you're out there somewhere. Like me, you're feeling lost. Maybe right now we both each other, but our paths may never cross. People like us never find each other, and love is our greatest loss. Baby, I know you're out there somewhere, but our paths may never cross. We're two people that should be together, 'cause we're lonely at the very same time. But there's a million too many good reasons why your love can never be mine. Maybe this song was written for you. Listen and don't turn it off. I wish you could learn it and come sing it with me, but our paths may never cross.
Me moving on. I was There just had to be an exit.
Attention for your own safety.
Running time.
Merle Haggard music for you right there by special request. Henry asked me to do that one tonight, and happy too by the great Merle Haggard and all of his Strangers band here at KNEL. Had a request for a song from Rhonda Vincent. Rhonda's one of the newest members of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. Here's a pretty song she recorded that our buddy Bobby Tomberlin and Jeannie Seeley had a hand in. Here's one called Like I Could. could. Rhonda Vincent for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show. Hey, I want to say a special happy birthday shout-out tonight to Jacob. Jacob is turning 8 years old, so happy 8th birthday to Jacob. And here's a song from his Aunt Terry, especially for him. Here's Terry Joyce doing one called Something Blue on the Hits Radio Show.
That's something old.
Sure.
My favorite by him has always been this one. They took the stars right out of heaven when they took you away from me.
Yeah, great song.
And then I'm just drinking. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze, thinking, oh dear, only of you.
Yeah, we'll be happy to do those for you, Harvey.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always liked the way he threw his voice in some of his songs. You know, it just kind of, he kind of reared it up a little bit like that. And you know, when he was here, to end the night, he just wanted to sing some more.
Yeah.
And I remember you also said that he walked himself into the hospital. Yeah. When he was about to die, and then he did die there too.
Yeah, he was quite a man. He really was.
Oh yeah, I really liked him. He was about as country as a man could get. So.
You're right. Well, I'll sure do it for you tonight.
All righty, Tracy. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
My sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, honey, driving those nails over you. Hey, Floyd, I want you to drive this hammer a while. I'm tired.
Now you turn me down. You don't want me. There's nothing now I can lose.
I'm just driving nails in my coffin, worrying, sweetheart, over you.
Just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze.
I'm just driving nails in my coffin, honey, driving those nails over you.
They took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me. All the sunshine and sweet things in life are now just a memory.
I'll never find another sweetheart. I know it never can be. Stars out of heaven the day they took her from me.
They took the stars out of heaven her from me. All the sunshine and sweet things in life are now just a memory.
I'll never find another sweetheart. I know it never can be. They took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me.
Oh, they took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me. Both of those versions, of course, Floyd Tillman recorded those two songs many times throughout his career, but both of those recordings were his very final session, and I was very honored that he did that record with Heart of Texas Records. And we brought a lot of Floyd's friends in, like Dolly Parton and Mel Tillis and Ray Price and George Jones, Willie Nelson, Hank Thompson, Connie Smith, Merle Haggard, Johnny Bush, of course, Justin Trevino, Frankie Miller, Lawton Williams, Daryl McCall. A lot of great folks came in and recorded duets with Floyd to make that very final album. And of all the, we've released about 100 albums on Heart of Texas Records, and that's in my top five. Justin Trevino was a genius to put all that stuff together, and I'm so proud we have that. Appreciate Harvey remembering the great Floyd Tillman, one of the best, here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight.
Yes, I like to listen to like Frank Torres.
Okay.
Baby Jane Doe.
Well, we can play that for you tonight.
And can y'all play one more song for me if y'all can?
Okay.
Teddy Bear. I haven't heard that song forever.
All right, we'll do it for you.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
They found her in the tall weeds. It's beside a lonesome country road. Her mama took her life away, I guess she couldn't bear the load. Nobody knew the baby's name, so the story goes, and the name that they bestowed on her was Baby Jane Doe. They took her lifeless body to the local funeral home, and though nobody claimed her, she was never there alone. All the town folk came to see her, for they all wanted to know the mystery behind the death of Baby Jane Doe.
On the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, because it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address, and I didn't once hesitate, because this hot load of freight is just going to have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home. And each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker. I'll catch you again. Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio, and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, because you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
Yes, could you play John Wayne, I Pledge Allegiance?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
What do those words mean to you? They say, thank you, America, for your strength, your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
For which it stands.
A land of laws, an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the governed. A land where the right of dissent and of free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
One nation under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel of raw courage and formed forever by the awful crucible of civil war.
With liberty.
Pursuit of an honest life will not be denied his chance, where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity, where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes, all people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
And all those troubadours, and who's going to be your Santa Claus this year here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight with the great George Jones doing a song that Ernie Ashworth made this popular many years ago and kind of was his signature song, but it was such a great song that so many other artists recorded it throughout the years. And here's George Jones' version of one.
Talk back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. If I let you
you know how much I love you. You'll do things to me you shouldn't do.
Talk back trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there. Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
Talk back trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying. Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two.
Every time you up and hurt my feelings, I pretend it couldn't matter less. I'm just hiding all of my emotions behind a broken heart, I guess.
Talk back trembling lips, shaky legs,
short. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Yeah, Buck Owens for you, and Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Good to hear from Frankie Miller tonight, one of our all-time best buddies in this business. He's recorded some great records as well. He's got a new CD out. Speaking of George Jones earlier in the program, Frankie's got a tribute album to his friend George Jones, and this is a song off of that CD. A little song written by the great Tom T. Hall.
Me and Jesus, we got our own thing. Got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going, and we don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. I know a man that once was a sinner. I know a man that once was a drunk. I know a man company and made an altar out of a stump. Yeah, stump. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. And we don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.